6:30. It was 6:30 on the dot, so we're going to get moving. All right, so we're going to start with our work session, so welcome everyone who's here. Our first item on the work session agenda is to turn some time over to the community investment area.
May I introduce him?
Yes, please.
This is Stuart Clayson, and he is with a lot of different organizations, primarily Association of Counties. And we'll turn the time over to you, Stuart. Yeah. Thanks for being here, by the way. I appreciate this.
Thank you, Superintendent Davis. It seems like you all have a really busy schedule. I'm sure you always have a very busy schedule. I thought this would be a really great opportunity to first and foremost introduce myself to you all and maybe give you the opportunity to ask questions about who I am, what I'm doing, and then maybe speak to the work that through the Utah Association of Counties that we're doing in Emory County. And then I'm going to humbly ask at a later date in the future to have more time to have a more in-depth conversation to talk about community reinvestment areas. What I'd like to maybe do, if you all will give me that opportunity, I'd like to maybe get some questions to kind of guide me to put together an informational package that can really dig into what your questions and comments are. I'd also love to the opportunity with the superintendent's permission to meet with Jared, who's not here. What I found in my experience, it's always best to bring the financial person up to speed. But I will say I've had the opportunity of interfacing in a couple of meetings with your superintendent, and you guys are well represented. He's obviously very passionate about the work he does. So if I may, I can introduce myself. My name is Stuart Clayson. I work for the Utah Association of Counties. Previously, I was the Director of Regional Economic Development for Salt Lake County. And then before that, I worked in the Governor's Office. And then my first job in Utah is I moved out to be the Director of Economic Development for Salt Lake City. I spent 3.5 years in Salt Lake County looking at economic development through the county lens and dealing pretty specifically with tax incremental payments and community reinvestment areas. And my role at Salt Lake County was actually to act as one of the taxing entities, which is what you all are. And we would, when cities would come forward and ask us to participate in these things, my job was to be the first line of why are we doing this, what's this about. And what I found is I became very passionate that economic development, there's a major role that counties could play throughout the state. And I got the opportunity to work at the largest populated county. And then through working with the Utah Association of Counties, we decided to create a program to kind of really focus mainly in rural Utah to build out capacity to help define economic development goals. And then use the resources to make them come to fruition. We're not working with every county in the state. We're only working with three. In Emory County and Carbon County are two. And I actually think it's really exciting that, you know, I've learned that you all used to be one county and then you became two. And dealing, you know, and then a lot of the employers and the people who live, they move back and forth and there's a lot of activity. And so we're working pretty regularly with your commissioners, and so I asked Larry if I could just come here. So that's who I am. What I can speak in a generality, what CRAs or community reinvestment areas are, is the state of Utah allows local jurisdictions like Emory County to create project areas, and then those project areas allow for is they allow for the capturing not of old money but of new growth and have those dollars to be reinvested around economic development strategies. The really great thing is those strategies, I believe that they should be defined by all the taxing entities, and the most important the largest taxing entity is the school district. And Larry, I remember the first time we met in the county offices, and we were talking about from his perspective what economic development means for you all, and I gave some input, but I think we have you, when I say we, I'm identifying with you all, even though I don't live in your community. I hope you'll give me that. Let me take that be so presumptuous, but I think that we have needs around job training, and you guys are living it real time, and you're taking kids from kindergarten up through high school. We were talking. I grew up in a very rural community, not in Utah. And I went back for Thanksgiving, and there were no jobs. And basically, that community's kind of, you're educating kids, but how are we creating a pipeline where they, if they want, they have an opportunity to stay in that community? So, you guys are very busy. My ask is, I would love to have the opportunity to come back and work with Larry and his staff to put together something that could be informative, but. I would love to get you some thoughts from you all to guide me so that I can be informative and helpful to you all as elected body and a representative of the taxpayers that are educating the kids. So,
no one. You're working with three counties. Who's the third?
Uinta.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's Uinta and Daggett. Okay. Daggett's a beautiful place, and I mean they've got Flaming Gorge, but they've got a population of 1,000 people. Their prison closing down has really eviscerated them. But luckily enough, Uinta is kind of recognizing the value of you know, we're all in this together and kind of helping people out. So
I heard that Daggett may be absorbing to the Uinta County, right?
That's above my pay grade.
I heard the rumor, yeah.
I think Daggett has a large amount of population. I mean, I've fished that river, not successfully because I don't know how to fly fish. And those fish, they're very smart. They've been caught and released on a pretty regular basis. But floating on it was beautiful, and putting in at the dam, and I got to camp out on one of those campsites. It's a beautiful place, and they've got the commissioners there are all really wonderful. But, you know, kind of digging into these real issues, and you guys know these real issues. I mean, I would assume that you all are all born and raised here, right? No? I apologize. I didn't mean to make an assumption.
I hope.
Oh, okay. I was telling Larry, every time I drive out here, coming from Louisiana, and then when you go into Idaho, it's even more, it's like, it's so much that you can see all at once. So that was your question. What other questions that? And I want to take.
Can we ask questions?
Yeah.
You talk about old and new money. Where's the new money? What's the fund?
Did I talk about old and new? Oh, yeah. Not okay. So where I come from in the South, new money is people who just made their money, and old money is generational money. So, but in terms of old and new money. I had to get clarification.
We don't have any money.
Effectively, the way, in a general sense, the tax incremental financing works, and I'd love to go more in depth, I hate it when somebody, I just want you guys to get to know me, because there's nothing better when somebody comes and starts telling you how the cow ate the cabbage, and they don't know anything about your community. But in a general sense, there's kind of the base that's being paid on a piece of property, right? That's the existing revenue that the school district and the county is getting. The way tax incremental financing works is there's an assumption that there'll be an investment made, and that investment will drive up the property value. And so then this is the new revenue over time. And then the way it works theoretically is that you capture that money and you specifically target it at things built around a economic development strategy that's been kind of developed throughout the community that has the buy-in of the elected representatives.
So your activity or efforts are towards bringing that new money into
it partially, yes.
Castle Bell and Emory County?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's part of the effort. That's what we're doing with the commission. But I would I would say that the first thing that I have found is that, I think that getting everyone to recognize in a respectful way, and I told the commissioners that I intentionally want to come and have this, I would like to come and build a genuine relationship with you all as a board, because I think economic development, traditional people who do it, they're like, oh, look at all the jobs I create and all the investment I make. Well, companies do that, but communities, when they make it, it's an investment, right? So when you invest in a new school, or you invest in a road, or you do one of these deals, you need to understand why you're doing that and what the value return is to the people in the community.
So are you tied into that program that the governor has to invest in the rural?
The 25,000 jobs?
Yeah.
I don't know if it has money around it, but I work pretty regularly with the governor's office. Having grown up, full disclosure, I'm not from Utah, but I hope you guys will forgive me, but having grown up in a rural community, I grew up my whole life with people coming to town with, like, they're going to save the world. Well,
sounds like the music man.
No, but I think that communities are very sophisticated, and they have good people, and there are relationships. I mean, you guys were all chatting with each other. You guys have been, you've been here for 29 years. You got to, is that what you told me? And I can't roll in here. No one can roll in here from Salt Lake City or anything and kind of build on the relationship value that exists in this community. So the approach that we're trying to do with the Utah Association of Counties is not roll in the town and be like, oh, we're going to be the panacea. Like the real thing is that we want to be, and not, we don't work for developers. We want to, I